We used to call them toadstool. I don't know why.
And if, because if you thought that they, well, anything like that, that if you thought you ate it, that it would kill you, you'd say that it was
poisonous.
And if somebody had a man, like a sore throat or something, and it was,
excuse me just a moment, Kansas City.
Oh,
so, I have his phone down there at the office that when I'm there, I answer, and so he was wondering if there was any freight in to be delivered. Our cartage agent had called, and as far as I know, he doesn't have any.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about, again, if somebody, if they had their throat was swollen, and you'd say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
And in talking about what people smoke, they smoke, in addition to pipes, they smoke
cigarettes.
And the big brown
cigars.
Ones. Now, if you're not able to do something, you might say, "Well, I'd like to, but I just
can't." I guess.
And if there was something like an accident in you up the road, and there was no, you might say, "Well, there's no need to call a doctor because the people are." If they were not all right, if you didn't mean that they were
they're already dead.
Yes, okay. Yes. Talking about different types of wild animals this time, a kind of bird that can see in the dark.
An owl.
And do you know any types of owls?
Well, I see we have hoot owls around here a lot. Can't think of any.
And what about a bird that has a red head and drills holes in trees?
That's a woodpecker.
You ever heard anybody call it a peckerwood?
Yes, I did it.
You have heard that?
Many times, of course, as a little kid, that's what we heard. Mm-hmm. So I did this not long ago when our grandson was here, and he was horrified. They don't call them peckerwood. They're so precise in their wording.
And how about a little black animal with a white stripe that has a bad smell?
A skunk?
Yeah, have you ever heard it called a polecat?
Yes.
And
my mother used that expression.
Mm-hmm.
Something smelled like a polecat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about small animals like rats and mice and things like that that are a name for sort of pesky type animals like that?
Rodents?
Or something, yeah, a less formal name, I guess, than that. Have you ever heard varmints?
Varmints, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the little bushy-tailed animal that runs up in the trees is a
squirrel.
And something that's like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees. Its tail's not so bushy.
It'd be a muskrat? No.
It's a little have you ever heard of something like a ground squirrel?
Yeah, I have. I've never seen a ground squirrel, but I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. And what about, well, squirrels in general, what types, do you know any?
Gray and red, we have those right around here, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a mountain boomer?
No, never have.
What kinds of fish would you have around here?
We have catfish, crappie, fish and crappie. I hear them talk about that a lot. I'm not a fisher lady either.
Yeah.
So I don't know very many kinds of fish.
Okay. Oh, pearls grow in... Pearls.
You're thinking of an area?
No, I'm sorry. The animal that...
Oyster.
Mm-hmm. The animals that make a noise around a pond at night...
Are frogs.
And the great big ones are called...
Bullfrogs.
And then, you know, a kind of little frog that you might hear in the spring.
We call them tree toads.
Mm-hmm. Now the brown things that people that hop around that people think give them warmth.
Little toads.
And the things that you might dig up for bait to go fishing with.
Or worms.